How long has it been since you've received from the Lord through the Word? What Hebrews 4:12 means, the Word has become alive.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Our time in the Bible is not primarily about finding things in there that will impress our friends. I hate to admit it, honey, but I've actually in times past prepared Bible studies or gone to Bible studies on the basis of, I hope somebody asks me this question, I know the answer. Our times in the Bible are not primarily about prideful knowledge. They're about learning to receive from the God who wrote those scriptures.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
All right, now let's be honest. Have you ever walked away from church or a message or a sermon or a small group and you're feeling guilty because you're not the witness for Christ you ought to be?
Oh boy, been there, done that. Have you ever experienced guilt over feeling like you're not being the witness for Christ that you ought to be? But what does that witness look like in the real world, in the workaday world? You'll find out on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio, where every day we learn how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all the commandments, with our hosts, Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Have you ever journeyed that sense of dryness in your heart to say, I'm not sharing Christ like I need to? On today's program, we're going to talk about some of the issues of putting your spiritual life more on the fast track. What does it mean to be a witness for Christ? What does it mean to go and to make Christ known throughout the world? How about the world near you? What does it mean to share Jesus with those around you? Teresa, on this program, we're going to explore, as we've done all week, what it means that God's at work to really put us on the fast track in our spiritual growth. And on today's program, a focus on being a witness for Christ. You and I have had the opportunity just recently to celebrate the baptism of two of our godsons.
That was a joyous occasion. They had actually, well, in fact, it's been a journey with the mom and dad. We've known for years and years and years, and you and I, David, have helped impart life to them through some of their difficulties, through some of their trials, and you and I both have journeyed with them in those difficulties, imparting our life. And then had the privilege, you had the privilege of actually baptizing these two boys in the lake.
Yeah. Now, part of that journey for us, I think, has also been a little bit of a redefinition of what it means to be a witness for Christ. In other words, is it going out and kind of beating people over the head with a Bible? Is it standing on the street corner and debating or shouting at people? And not to say that God doesn't call some of us to do all those kinds of things.
Well, I actually had the opportunity to lead the mom to the Lord. But I think that opportunity came because we were relationally connecting with her before then. We were in their lives. We were being a part of their lives during those hardships. So it was just a natural thing then to be able to bring her to the Lord.
Yeah. So some 20 years ago, the opportunity of just kind of being friends with folks at their point of need and stress and struggle in relationships. And yet the Bible says we're then ready to give an account of the hope that is within us. And our hope is found in Jesus, and we have the opportunity to share that. to see a mom and a husband come to walk with the Lord, and then they started having babies, and we got the privilege to be there when they had their first baby, and Webb was born. And we became a part of the godparent journey in Webb's life, and then a brother Troop was born. And then to find here, many years later, the privilege of baptizing those two teenage boys. Baptizing teenage boys, that's a pretty exciting thing.
It is, especially in a lake in their backyard.
There you go. All along the journey, I think God's been teaching us, what does it mean to impart not only the gospel, but your very life? That's what Paul talks about, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We have been called to impart not just the gospel, not just the God demonstrating his love toward us, but also to impart our life. That's a little bit of what I think can refresh your spiritual life. Just the freedom that to be a witness for Christ means to celebrate some of the love and care of Jesus with other people around you. We're glad you've joined us on Great Commandment Radio. Today's program, we're talking about more effectively being a witness for Christ, not pounding people over the head with the Bible, but imparting his life and love to those around you. Be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. We want to hook you up with some great resources, free stuff downloadable, a wonderful trilogy book from Max Lucado, a real saint of God that God has used in Teresa and I's life over and over and again over the decades. This last decade's been a real blessing to be able to have Max impact our lives. Going back almost 10 years ago at our national conference we put together years ago, honey, and to have Max come and join us, and then his writings have been used over and over. This particular trilogy includes The Applause of Heaven. Did you know that God's applauding you from heaven? When God whispers your name, a second book where you can sense that God is kind of saying to you, like he did to you in the book of Zephaniah, "Oh, my daughter." He's whispering your name. How about you? Do you sense he's whispering your name? This resource could be a blessing for you. And then the third book in this trilogy from Max is called In the Grip of Grace. Not in the grip of fear, not in the grip of judgment, not in the grip of performance, but in the grip of grace.
Max actually says that we are clothed with his grace.
Clothed in his grace. Visit us at greatcommandment.net. And you'll find helpful things, including in our teaching segment today. We want you to listen in on a segment on how we can impart not only the gospel, our very lives. Closing segment, we'll hear again from our friend Max Lucado and give it a little practical homework on imparting your life. Thanks for joining us today on Great Commandment Radio.
David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries back with us as we continue Friday's broadcast. A quick break and time enough to remind you to visit our website before this week is over and order your own copy of the Max Lucado Trilogy, three books we put together in a package that will help you and also support local Christian radio. That's very important to us at Intimate Life Ministries, and it should be important to you too. The Max Lucado Trilogy includes When God Whispers Your Name, The Applause of Heaven, and In the Grip of Grace. And it's also a great gift idea for someone you know. The Max Lucado Trilogy, and of course, today's free download and other resources. If you're facing issues in your marriage or as a parent or a single adult or in Christian leadership, and if you're looking for a church home, you can find out about our Great Commandment network of churches or how you can get involved in workshops. Okay, more things than I've got time to tell you about. All at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or call toll free at 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. More of Great Commandment Radio right after this break. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs.
You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples.
We've got to look into the hearts and lives of our kids and start approving them for who they are.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Approval is kind of this word that, you know, they wouldn't understand, but they feel it. And they feel it especially whenever you're using warm, loving tone of voice. Whenever you're talking about your mommy's precious baby and your daddy's boy, you can share with them, you're a special present from God to mommy and daddy. I know David lots of times will sing to Zachary, our grandson, granddaddy loves Zachary. Yes, he does. And so Zachary gets his feeling of approval that he's approved of by David.
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. What does it mean to be a witness for Jesus Christ? Well, it's a lot more than handing out tracts or leading people down the Roman road or getting them to attend a revival service. What does it mean to be a witness for Jesus Christ? Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. Today we wrap up our series on the fast track for spiritual growth, and we'll give you some insights on what it means to be a true witness for Jesus Christ as we take you into a Relational Foundations training course with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
As you and I continue to believe the Lord for this great restoration, bringing us back to the simplicity of loving God and loving neighbors, it will impact how we love those near us. It'll impact how we love the ecclesia, the church, and then this wonderful privilege of loving Him and then loving others will extend itself beyond to the unchurched. You see, it'll be a great commandment heart that actually empowers great commission passion. In fact, we sometimes like to say it that the great commandment is actually hidden in the great commission. And one of the critical issues we sometimes talk about is that we may have gotten these two greatest of commandments in the wrong order. In other words, imagine that Jesus is standing with those disciples that day and He utters that great commission. He says to them, go into all the world and make disciples. See them baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And then He says to them, and teach them to observe all that I have commanded. Can you imagine the disciples are going to panic right about then? I mean, we were kind of with you up to the go all into the world. That sounds a little bit challenging. And we're going to see people come to believe, and then you want us to teach them all that you have commanded? Can you imagine we've got to overwhelmed at that point? I can almost imagine the disciples saying, now, wait a minute, Lord. Wait a minute, Lord. You taught a whole lot of stuff. Right? And we're supposed to not only teach them, but teach them to observe all that stuff. That's even a different strong word, isn't it? We're not just teaching the knowledge of what He said. He says, teach them to observe. Teach them to live it. And so I can imagine those disciples saying, now, made it, Lord, You taught a lot of stuff. Can't You imagine them almost saying, of all that You taught, Lord,
that we are supposed to teach others to observe. Of all you taught, where should we start? What do you think Jesus would have then said? The greatest of commandments is to love me with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love neighbors as you love yourself. You see, we have missed it in our evangelism when we have, number one, not had it empowered by a great commandment heart of love. And secondly, we miss it in our discipleship when we begin to seek to have disciples observe truth that is not founded first in the great commandment. You see, I believe that one of the critical issues of discipleship is to see people grounded in this greatest of commandments. Because it is out of that commandment that will come all the empowerment of spiritual disciplines. It's out of that commandment that will come that heart of evangelism. And so I want to encourage you that a part of what we're going to explore together is the wonder that maybe God is challenging His church to a different apologetic. Now that word is an argument or a defense of the faith. What I want to suggest is for too often times we have, if you will, promoted a rational apologetic. Critically important are the claims of Christ, but we have missed a relational apologetic. You see, it's not only important that we declare the truth of God and His Word, but it is critically important that we live as living epistles of that truth. Paul writes it this way to the church at Thessalonica. He says, I, the apostle, prove to be gentle among you, caring about you as a nursing mother does her own children. And I was well pleased, notice, to impart to you not only the gospel, but my very life. Notice that expression. Paul says, I imparted not only the gospel. I not only preached to you the reality of Christ, I imparted what else? My very life to you. What I want to talk about for just the next few moments is this. How is it that people came to believe in Christ through the ministry of Christ? In other words, across the pages of the Bible, how did Jesus make an argument for the faith? How did Jesus do it? Would you agree with me? You've heard the expression, if it was good enough for Jesus, it ought to be good enough for us. In other words, how did Jesus make a defense of the faith? And I challenge you to read this Bible and find me cases where Jesus gathered people together and had rational arguments. I believe you have a relational apologetic across the pages of this book. You have a Christ who lives and is the gospel as He encounters people in need. You're going to find it across the pages of the Bible that Jesus is going to accept people at their point of failure. Sometimes we actually share these on the basis of this is how to have a great evangelistic ministry. Number one, look for people who are failing. You won't learn that in seminary. This is how to build a great church. Look for people who are failing and accept them with the unconditional, wondrous grace of God. You remember when He entertained that woman at the well? Here she is in the midst of her failure, questioning her significance and value and worth. And in the midst of that conversation, you remember as we talk about water, drinking water, mountains, worshiping on mountains, the wonder of it is that the Christ was accepting her. Is that not right? And as she leaves that conversation, her testimony is, come hear a man who told me everything about myself.
Dr. David Ferguson from the Relational Foundations training course. You can find out more about workshops and training opportunities with Dr. Ferguson and the rest of our staff, even how you can become a trainer, all at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. And while you're there, to support this station, and you'll also be helping yourself or whoever you give this trilogy to, order the Max Lucado Resource Trilogy. This week it includes In the Crypt of Grace, When God Whispers Your Name, and The Applause of Heaven, the Max Lucado Trilogy. Order it today and receive this week's free download also at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. Final thoughts with David and Teresa right after this. Now, Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
What would it look like to give your child security?
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Teresa Ferguson, co-director of Intimate Life Ministries.
You know, some of the obvious ways we're talking about is boundaries. So a child knows that they feel safe when mom and dad have set rules. Those are boundaries. Again, we've talked about those routines of sleeping and eating and playing. Those boundaries, that gives a child security. A safe environment for toddlers. Of course, those teenagers and young adults of making rules and requirements with expectations clearly in advance, especially for new situations.
Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work, spreading the good news.
Well, Teresa, TGIF, as they say.
It is TGIF.
Final segment on a week's program on the fast track of spiritual growth. It's been a good week to talk about a lot of your spiritual growth. We are celebrating that. And you got to celebrate a little bit of my spiritual growth this week, too. Right, Teresa?
Where we're growing together.
Growing together.
It's a journey.
And in this closing little segment, we're talking about growing in how we share Christ with other people. Did you know that some people are needing to see Jesus in you? We're going to have a little closing segment from Max Licato. Kind of a little funny story on, what do people think? What do people think of us? What do people think of Jesus? And you know what? Sometimes what people think of Jesus is based on what they see in us. Listen, as Max shares a little challenging story, I think it'll be encouragement to the homework we'll give you as we finish up today's program.
When I come down off a podium after giving a message, I want somebody to say you did a good job. I want to know what people think. Most of us are morbidly curious with what others think of us. Some time ago, I was speaking in Tulsa. And the convention took place in this big hotel. And I got there and I worked all day on my message. And the convention was full of conventioners wearing badges like you're wearing. I didn't have a badge yet because I hadn't registered. But I'd been in my hotel room working. When it came time for me to talk, I went over to the elevator and got in. And it was occupied by a man who was also going down to where I was going. I could tell because he's wearing a badge. I said, "Are you going to hear this Locato fella speak tonight?" He said, "Yeah." I wondered what he'd do. He didn't recognize me. I said, "Well, what's the forecast?" He looked across at me and he said, "Well, he's not as dry as I've heard." I didn't know if that was a compliment or not. So I thought, I better not tell him who I am. But you know what he did? He extended his hand and he told me his name. And I looked up and I saw we had 10 floors still to go. And I started tapping my foot and got him home. He said, "Tell me again your name." And I said, "Well, I'm Max Locato." Folks, that guy invented shades of red. He just flushed. He apologized to me. He offered me a ride, even though I didn't have to ride anywhere. I think he would have paid for my daughter's tuition if I'd have asked him.
You know, David, I think unless we're really vulnerable, unless we're really open with our lives and what God does in and through us, can people really see the kind of Jesus that they want, a Jesus that's real, a Jesus that can make a difference?
That's exactly right. And, you know, as we close today's program, I reminded of 1 John 4:12. That verse says, "None of us have seen God." Now, I think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the verse says, "But His love is made perfect in us." How are people going to see God? They oftentimes see Him through us. Would you imagine this coming week, God's going to want to share some of His life, some of His love, some of His grace through you. Maybe some of His forgiveness through you. Somebody in your life need to be startled with some of His forgiveness. Somebody in your life need to be challenged with His loving support. Just you taking an initiative to look around someone in your life. Maybe this Lord's Day, who's under a burden of loneliness, of pain, of sadness, and sorrow, you come alongside to care. That's them seeing Jesus. Somebody in the workplace that they might not know God, but they can see Him through you. We're glad you've joined us this week for Great Commandment Radio. Next week, join us, will you? GreatCommandment.net. Visit us there 24/7. You can listen to our program. Great stuff, downloadable, free. And Max Lucado's trilogy book, what a blessing he's been to our lives. He can be to yours. Thanks for joining us on Great Commandment Radio.
David and Teresa Ferguson, you've also heard in this segment a clip from our friend Max Lucado, who has been a supporter of this ministry for many, many years. And this week, we want to support you with resources from Max Lucado. We call it the Max Lucado Trilogy. It will also support this local Christian radio station. So grab a pencil and paper and order your own copy of the Max Lucado Trilogy. You can also visit our website, that's what you need the pencil and paper for, to receive this week's free download, practical tips on how to get on and stay on the fast track for spiritual growth. And you can find out about our Great Commandment network of churches and other resources and training opportunities, workshops, and more, all at, ready, greatcommandment.net. That is greatcommandment.net. Do not let the day go by without ordering your own copy of the Max Lucado Trilogy, today's free download, and more at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net or call our staff toll-free at 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Thanks for joining us this week on Great Commandment Radio. Thank you so much for supporting local Christian radio in your own community. And thank you in advance for joining us next week. For everyone at Intimate Life Ministries, I'm Mike Frazier. God bless.